Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back in 8:04 a.m. here on a Which One Wednesday. Thank you guys so much for listening to us along the way. I'm Mike. She's Allie. He's Bo. And Dylan back there taking your phone calls 404-726-0929. We will go to the lines here in just 1 minute to do the wake up calls. Amongst other things that we talked about last segment is if you could only sign one guy to an extension, would you rather sign Drake London or Bijan Robinson? Now, thankfully, we should not have that decision to make in Terry Fontenot's shoes, but it is a difficult conversation, and I know that Bo hated the question, amongst others. So we'll get to some Twitter reaction in just 1 second.
It's just unanswerable. It's hard for me to answer. Yeah,
The answer is you want both of them.
The answer is if I was a GM, I would give up someone else to have both those guys on my team.
I'll be curious to see what Drake's extension does look like. Is he, because I mean, you look at some of the wide receiver money that's being thrown around, it's pretty insane. When you look at Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson, some of those guys, I don't think we're there, right? But we're probably top 10 money for wide receivers for sure.
No, we're not there. But this is year four. Next year will be his. They've already picked up the fifth year.
Yeah.
And I could imagine him playing under that tag, that fifth year option, and then probably doing the deal after next year. Like, it's going to be more expensive.
You think they'll wait till after next year to do it?
Well,
extension?
He might want to wait till next year. Like, you got to remember, it's not just their choice.
True. That's true.
I'm sure if they offered him what he thought was fair market, then he would take it. But he's – Dylan –
I think this looks a lot like the A.J. Terrell situation, in my opinion, the way it pans out.
AJ
didn't play in the fifth year.
He got it, yeah. Well, you'll still get paid. It'll still be in it. The extension will still that, but you'll get that extra money, that guaranteed. Look, he's on pace for the exact same year, maybe even better than he had last year. He had nine touchdowns last year. He's got six already this year.
Yeah.
And he's missed a game.
Yeah.
He missed a game. And he hasn't that. And they haven't played as many games as most teams.
That guy is the heart and soul of your team. We also asked, would you bench, if you were A&M or Ohio State or even one of the other teams, would you bench your starting quarterback in the conference championship game if it meant nothing?
Mm-hmm.
So that's a conversation to be had. Before we get to the wake-up call, let's get some headlines.
Yes, here are the headlines before you clock in. The second round of college football playoff rankings have been released. The top five teams are unchanged. It's Georgia at 5, Alabama, Texas A&M, Indiana, and Ohio State at number 1. It's good to wear red, clearly.
There you go.
Braves announced their entire 2026 coaching staff. Walt Weiss will have 8 newcomers on his 10-person staff. The only 2 returning are Tim Hyers and Eddie Perez. The Jags will be without Travis Hunter the rest of the season. He's undergoing surgery to repair the LCL in his right knee. And Mavericks have fired general manager Nico Harrison.
I want to hear, because you said you put a poll out
on
the 929 morning shift account, and you said it was heavily skewed one way or another. I'm going to guess that it's skewed towards Bijan Robinson. But maybe I'm wrong on that. What's the update on the poll?
Well, it's evened up a bit. Before, yes, it was heavily skewed towards Bijan Robinson. Now it's 57% Bijan, 42% Drake London.
Interesting. And I think there's obviously a lot of back and forth. I don't know how many responses we have or actually people typing, but if we do have one, you can skip Mr. Yo, but I'd like to hear some of the other ones because Mr. Yo's on the line. We're going to get to you in 1 second.
Yeah, Kirby's Mailman, it is going back and forth because Kirby's Mailman said, I feel like anyone can turn around and hand Bijan the rock, but you got to find someone to get Drake the ball, so give me Bijan. And then Gustavo Fring, Drake has impacted winning more than Bijan has thus far, so give me Drake. Plus, Drake is the heart of the team. He's the grit of the team.
That's kind of where I'm at with it. So,
I agree with the last part, the heart and the grit. The first part, I'm not really sure.
All right, man, let's do this thing. 404-726-0929. If you got thoughts on Drake or Bijan being the, I don't know, the center point of your football team moving forward, or if you want to talk about whether or not you'd play your starting quarterback in conference championship weekend. Now we've got a couple of calls on the line already. Mr. Yo, it was a pleasure to meet you a couple weeks ago, man. Get a chance to put the face with the name. What's going on, man? What's your thoughts?
Oh, man. Good morning, Morning Shift.
Hey,
I am in a great mood today because you're talking about my favorite thing, running the freaking ball.
Let's go.
And we have a team that we keep saying, why won't we run it more? Why won't we run it more? Why won't we run it more? And then we're looking at Drake, and he is amazing. Let's say nothing about that. But we can't be paying no wide receiver $30 million a year when we can't pass block. We can't be doing that. We have to concentrate on what the core of this team is supposed to be, and we are supposed to be a running football team. So if I had to choose between the two, yes, I want to keep them both, but I'm keeping Bijan, bro. There's just no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Hey, fearless leader, love you, brother.
Appreciate you, Mr. Yo.
Here we go. Yeah.
I think there's a
danger, because we talked about him earlier because we were talking about Rich Samini and the injury update situation. I do think that there is a danger that you fall into a Garrett Wilson situation where Garrett Wilson is making so much freaking money. But I think it's a good point. I don't know who's throwing him the football. You're on a $130 million contract and you don't have a quarterback. You don't know who's throwing him the football for the future of that franchise. And you don't even know, I think Aaron Glenn's still probably the guy and will be the guy. They're going to allow him to kind of reshape that team. But who's the quarterback of the future? Who's the head coach of the future? Who's the offensive coordinator? But Garrett Wilson, who you did not trade at the deadline, amongst other people, is making $130 million on his contract. So a lot of conversation to be had about that.
Yeah, I actually like what Drake does better than Garrett Wilson.
Yeah.
But I think what was the, you know, you talked about that anybody can hand the ball off to Bijan, Mr. Yo did, right?
Yeah.
Well, I tend to think that if you look at some of the throws that go towards Drake.
I was about to say that.
I don't know. We could maybe inside the red area, I could be the guy throwing the football because I'm just going to 1-2 and put a little air underneath and let Drake go get it.
Just throw it at the back of the head of the corner.
Seriously, but
yeah, I know.
And look,
we're
joking about this. I'm not saying that's what every throw is. It's not. It's a joke. But the reality is what I'm talking about is the specific skill set that Drake London possesses.
It's insane.
He is – we talk about Kyle Pitts as a wide receiver playing tight end.
That's a good point.
Drake London might be a tight end playing mentality playing wide receiver.
Isn't it the whole Jimmy Graham conversation? Remember when Jimmy Graham was getting the extension, but his agent wanted him to be qualified as a wide receiver so he'd be eligible for the bump in pay or whatever it was for the escalator? Interesting stuff. All right, let's go back to the phone lines, get a couple more in here. Let's talk to Jakari. Jakari says he's in the car, man. What's going on this morning, Jakari?
What's going on, man? How you guys doing?
Living the dream.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, if I have to choose between Drake London and Bijan, I'd definitely take Drake. Longevity is the king right now. Mm. And also, I had a question. My wife is an Ohio State fan, and we have the same ongoing argument. You look at Ohio State's schedule, I just can't understand how they're number one. They play no one but Michigan. Please help me understand how they're number one. I'm not saying they have a bad squad, but the thing is, they're not playing anybody. How does that make sense?
Yeah, appreciate
Thank you guys.
The phone
Have a
call.
Great day.
Yeah, thanks so much.
The win against Texas is getting a lot of love, and it's been helped by the committee treating Texas with the respect to put them at 10. Other than that, they're just winning dominantly. They're not having issues with their games. Julian Sayin is looking good. They're going out handling their business, and they're living on name brand and the fact that they're defending national champion.
Yeah,
that's why they're one. I think that's the only reason.
I completely agree with that. You look at the way they're constructed. You look at the talent they have, the skill positions, and everything else kind of going on with that. And isn't it funny how the Texas win meant so much at the start of the year? And then it kind of hit a low where it's like, I don't know if that was as cool as it looked.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's back to where Texas is, you know, 10, 11, 12 in the ratings the last couple weeks. And you're like, actually, that's going to end up being your best win of the year. You know what I mean? That's going to shape up to be your best win of the year. The good news is that I don't think it, until you get to like matchups of seeding in the second round of the playoffs, doesn't really matter. You know what I mean? Doesn't really matter. It's just one of those things that you want to see your team do well.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
All right, let's go back and try to get at least one more phone call in here. Let's go to talk to Chris over in Riverdale. Chris, what's going on, man? Welcome back to the show.
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
Good, man.
Hey, first and foremost, Squid Nation for life.
Let's go.
Jurisdiction. Yes, sir.
For life.
But I do have to give some love to Mike because he's been so on it the last week. One thing I think with regards to Drake, I would love to keep Drake, but I want to go back to when Mike played, where we were big, ugly, and nasty. He made the point about not drafting quarterbacks early, but we need to actually just focus on trenches, get the trenches. You can pay Bijan and you can pay Drake. And then we just get to what we used to do. We used to go turn a burner. You know, we just hit it. Mm. Just all about running and playing defense. That's what wins. It's old school. It's boring, but that's what does. Let's stop the quarterback lust and just start focusing on what actually wins.
Yeah, appreciate the phone call, Chris. Great call.
I know Mr. Yo is just on, but he was tweeting at me yesterday. He was talking about what the Rams do and how the Rams offense.
Yeah.
Can we talk real just briefly about this? I don't know if we got any more calls. The Falcons don't run the Rams offense, guys. They don't. What they're built to do is different than what this team is built to do. The reality is that just because that Zach Robinson came from there, that doesn't mean he's running Sean McVay's offense. Everyone is running the Kyle Shanahan offense from the Broncos and and Washington when he was there. And what they've done is I say they've Jon Snowed it. If you know what Jon Snow was in Game of Thrones, you'll get it. But they've taken little pieces and then made something on their own. We're not running Sean McVay's offense. So don't watch the Rams and say, well, the Rams are doing this. That's our offense. No, it's not.
I have thoughts, but we'll get there.
Yeah. Save those thoughts. We're going to continue this conversation next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief, yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.